You are now listening to Doing the Absolute Most podcast with Lala and Minnie. And again, after the intro, welcome to Doing the Absolute Most podcast with myself and Minnie. Oh, I'm Lala. I guess I should formally introduce myself. Oh my God, it's Wednesday. We do apologize for coming a day late. Life is what happens when you're busy making other plans.
I ain't sorry.
I went to bed like at 9:30 yesterday. I was like, I'm just gonna lay it on down to go to sleep. And yet I am still tired today, so after we record and then after Queen Sugar, I am taking my black behind.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about.
Don't worry, we gonna quit.
That's how off I am, because yesterday I was in my Queen Sugar because I guess it was two nights last week. Right. And I totally forgot about tonight.
Don't worry, we will be done in time. You might get a full hour episode. You might not, guys. So you're gonna have to deal with it. He's on the breaks. So as I'm rattling my pills here to take, this is what happens when you get old. You gotta start taking your pills. Old lady status. Oh, lady status. How are you doing in the great D.C. area?
The weather has been decent. It's been, like, a little humid, but to me, even when it's humid, when it's, like, in the 80s, mid to low 80s, that's still tolerable. It's not ideal.
Right.
It'll be, like, really humid. Saturday got really humid as the storm was coming in, and then, like, right before the storm came in, it got so nice, and I was like, oh, this feels so good. And then I was like, did I feel a raindrop? Somebody spit on me.
Not somebody. Somebody spit on me.
Well, because I was with a child and he was talking and had ice cream. So I was like, maybe he spit on me. And I was like, no. Then I felt another. And I was like, okay. And then he just wanted to. And then it was like, I felt another and another. So I was like, it must be blowing. So I was like, you know what? We should head to the car. And literally by the time I could get him buckled in and get in, it was like tsunami rain. So yeah, it was super humid, but it was still, even though I was like, oh, it's sticky hot, like, oh my gosh, it's still better,
right,
in the low to mid 80s to me than when you have 96 and it's humid like that, or 100 degrees and it's humid like that. But the weather's been nice. I can't complain at all. Like, people out here are whining, but it's been
You know, you talk about that being hot at 96 degrees and being humid. That's what it is here, and I'm just like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, yeah, like, it could be so much worse.
It's disgusting, and I'm like, what is the least amount of clothes that I can wear to work without getting fired? That's like, what can I wear? I was talking to an old coworker who used to work for Apple in Austin, or she was, and she said the guidelines, because she was on the phones, was wear clothes. They could wear whatever they wanted. Like, she said,
and where were they again?
At Apple.
Where, though?
I think in Austin.
Okay.
Yes. Wear clothes. Girl, I'd be wearing my fat sweatpants every day. Well, I'd have multiple pairs. She said she would wear her best pajama pants.
Not her best.
And her going outside sandals, her thong sandals. and a like a tank top and a sweat. I was like, oh, you are living the life.
Right?
You can do that. Because that is the job that I dream. You know, just wear clothes. That's it.
But I don't be naked.
Just don't be naked. I can only imagine what sometimes some of those people wear up in there. Here in the great state of Texas, it's hot. Apparently, but it's gonna rain this weekend, or not this necessarily this weekend, on Monday. So it's gonna start, like, it's supposed to rain all next week, so, or a little bit first part of next week. So I'm just like, please, Lord, let it rain. And they actually say, like, 50% chance of rain. I was like, oh Lord, you've half answered my prayers. Just let it rain. Just let it rain on me. Oh me. I'm so tired. I'm delirious. This is not even, it's not even funny. So what was the show that you and Noah were watching? What is that called? Black Ink?
Black Ink Crew Chicago.
Is, because I used to watch the New York one. Is that one more ratchet than New York? Or is it equal as ratchet?
It's a different type of ratchet, I feel like.
Like Midwest ratchet? I don't know. Like, I don't know how to...
I mean, it's like, and it's a lot more... I feel like both are volatile, but I don't know. I feel like they both are different in their own right.
Right.
But like I said, I used to watch... I had seen episodes of New York, but I wasn't consistently watching it.
Right.
Then Noah, she would say that she watches Chicago. And I think one day she came over and we watched a few episodes and I was like, okay, and I'll catch up. So she was like, oh, are you going to watch? So now I've gotten into watching. But this season, I still missed episodes. So I need to go back. But I used to never watch it at all. So I go back and watch. So, yeah, now I know, like, what's going on at least.
And I've been reading, like, through y'all's text messages, and I'm like, I think I'm going to start watching.
No, you should. Like, because at first I was like, okay, I can. But now I'm like, okay, I will try to watch it. And if I miss it, I'll just be like, okay, I'll just miss it. Like, I'll miss it, but then I'll probably, like, binge it one weekend or something to catch up.
I'm going to have to do that. Yeah. That is goals. I'm going to see if I can record it tonight. Tonight is Queen Sugar. Was last week the double episode, or was it just one episode last week? No, it's just one. It was one.
One.
Because this is that was when Micah was going to the public school, and he's hanging out with the kids who are protesting. You know, they're planning different protests and stuff like that. This is also, that was also the episode where they went to Hollywood's 20
class reunion.
Was it 25? I think it was 25.
It was a lie.
It was a what?
A lie.
I was like,
probably been out of school longer than 25 years.
This is true. I thought you said that it's a lot. I was like, yeah, it's a lot. I was like, and I'm not too far behind. Oh my god. I'll be 3 years. It will be my 25 class reunion. Oh Lord. And one of Hollywood's old honeys, or I think she, or either she tried to get with them, or she was one of his old girlfriends, came up, you know, introduced yourself, and then she said, oh, is this your mother talking about Aunt Vi? And Hollywood had to check her, said, this is my fiance. I was like, okay, I see you. I see you, Hollywood. And then they had a good old time, and that hoe had to leave with a broken face. She's coming up all there all fast on Hollywood. Hollywood up to no good. What else happened on the episode? What's the mother came back? Blue's mother.
She's supposed to come back this Darla. No, she didn't come back last time. Yeah. She came back last time, Darla.
Yeah, she came back at the very end. She came back, and it looks, from the looks of it, she's going to try and fight for her family. Charlie is learning more about, and I can't think of the white family that she's in, not necessarily cahoots with. She thinks she's going to get over on them, but they still shady, as some of these Caucasians are still. So, was it the Landrys? Yes, the Landrys. What else is going on? What happened with... Nova, did anything in particular happen with Nova on that episode?
No, coming up is she's gonna have struggles because she's trying to work on her book, but because she stepped away,
she can't use those writings, so she has to get a new idea on those writings and stuff like that. So that was Queen Sugar Talk, we got that out the way since, you know, we're about to go watch that episode. So what's going on in the news? Late last week, we had Anthony Bourdain was over in Europe, and he was found dead by one of his, I think it was coworkers, because he does work for CNN, and he was found, and so a lot of people have been mourning his death, and a lot of people have been not celebrating his death, but celebrating his life. I was like, let me get that word out before, and they were talking about how he, when he would go travel and he would go to the cuisine, the, you know, the different cuisines and stuff like that, he would show, I guess the, not necessarily, it wouldn't be the bougie part, it'd be like the what some people might deem as lower end, but the home cooking, like stuff that was from the heart, from the family stuff, the more cultural stuff, the simple things. And that's what, and one of the things that, you know, they talked about him celebrating that. What was one of his quotes? So I was going to see if I can find it. Somebody said about Anthony Bourdain and when he went to different areas. But of course, per norm, I can't find it because, you know, I am something else. But, you know, now it kind of makes me, I want to like travel more and, you know, kind of experience more of not the chain restaurants or the super expensive restaurants, but, you know, and just enjoy life and the food that comes with it. I don't know. It was unexpected to hear, but we know everybody has their own demons and battles and stuff. And just like he had his own. So I hope he is resting in peace. Did you hear about Stan Lee?
No.
So, there has been a battle over Stan Lee and his, apparently there have been allegations of elder abuse. There has been a restraining order sent against his business manager and LAPD are investigating the claims. His manager, Kia Morgan, was arrested on suspicion of filing false police report to police. Stan Lee went on Wednesday filed for a restraining order against the man he said last week was the only person who was handling his affairs and business, Kia Morgan, Los Angeles Superior Court. Rep confirmed to the Hollywood Reporter. Lee was granted a temporary restraining order against Morgan, authorities told THR. The request for a permanent order is 43 pages long, and a court decided the date to request is July 6th. This is restraining order. A request is filed 2 days after Morgan was arrested on filing a false police report. Apparently, I cannot talk today. I'm going to get it together one of these days, guys. I don't know. I'm trying to pull up the police report, or not the police report, but at least the information on the warrant about what happened, Stan Lee. I guess I should put in Stan Lee. Oh, yes, hold on. I'm pulling it up. This is on Deadline. That guy kind of looks swarmy. So, I didn't even know. 95-year-old Kent legend filed the paperwork submitted by Lee's former lawyer, Tom Laws, without a signature or from Lee or declaration. With the request granted temporary, all parties anticipate being in court on July 6th for a further hearing. Among the various conditions of the RO, Morgan must stay at least 100 yards from Lee in his home. The paperwork states also that Mr. Lee has a large estate over $50 million and therefore is vulnerable to financial predators. Fired in February after several years working with Lee, Lawless said that filing along with the law enforcement and adult protective services believes that Mr. Morgan is unduly influencing Mr. Lee and isolating him. This overlapping lawyer move comes just days after Black Panther Spider-Man co-creator Financial Guy was arrested by LAPD on suspicion of filing a false report allegedly concerning a supposed break-in at Lee's residence. Out on $20,000 bail, Morgan's due is next month. Next month, Deadline has been investigated by law enforcement sources. At the time of Morgan's arrest, Lee and his family were granted 48-hour RO against the business manager. Quite the turn from July 10th. which was just 2 days ago. Was it 2 days ago? No, it's more. Yeah, no, actually, it is 2 days ago. Where Lee posted a video online emphasizing Morgan was his guy. If you can't get me, then call Kia Morgan, said the ex-Marvel editor in chief. Two of us work together and are conquering the world side by side. Lee has added an appearance that he now said that those statements under duress. So, good for Stanley to, he's becoming free, and I hope that person goes to jail. I mean, Stanley is worth over $50 million, if not more. People are just trying to get this old man for the taking. That's not good. So, best wishes to you, Stanley. We love you. We had a discussion at work. My coworker has taken a class. One of the classes about superheroes all over the world, actually. And we were discussing about Black Panther and how people were upset that there were no white people in Black Panther. So when he did draw black people in Black Panther, or white people, they were the KKK. And then we started talking about how Malcolm X and, or excuse me, was it Professor Xavier and Magneto were drawn, or as a result of, from what was going on with Malcolm X and Martin Luther King back in the 60s, things like that. So, good luck, Stanley. What is this about the driver's ed?
Yes.
Teen learning how to drive in parking lot kills too. I missed this story.
Yes. So unfortunate, which I get it. You know, I know some people are like, oh, well, I only, you know, learned to drive on the street, or I didn't start driving until I was 16. Depending on where you are and your parents, some people get behind the wheel very, very young. So basically, there was a lady took her kids out. She had a 15-year, so the girl was 15, at least close, I mean, old enough to be driving, you know, testing. So thankfully it wasn't a 13-year-old child or...
Right.
Like I said, depends on where you're from, because where I'm from, I won't say, but I was behind the wheel at a very young age. So, I mean, it depends on where you are. But she took her 15-year-old daughter out, was going to let her practice driving, so I guess they chose a parking lot, which I guess makes sense, so she could park and drive around.
Right.
Unfortunately, she took her to a lot of a Dollar Tree, and this happened in Philadelphia. She was in the car, and they said she, quote, unquote, made a mistake, which is, thank you, Captain Obvious. She ran over two men. There were two homeless men, and she killed them. So they said that she was navigating in the parking into a parking spot, made a mistake. The vehicle lunged forward, striking two men who were seated on the wall of the dollar store. I'm thinking she mistook the gas or the brake.
Right.
They're saying made a mistake. I don't know if in the heat of the moment they were just, the adrenaline was pumping, and that's the statement they gave.
Right.
What I can understand for the car to lunge forward and do all these things, they made a mistake. I think that she mistook the gas or the brake, wasn't paying attention, and went to hit the brake, but mm-hmm. hit the gas.
Right.
They, at the time of the report, when I read it, neither man had been identified. Both were described as homeless, which doesn't say much.
Right.
People say that, like, I'm sure they have some kind of family, some kind of something. So, one of the men was 54. He died on the scene. His friend, so they're friends, which is super sad. The other one was 55, and he died about half an hour or so later at the hospital. They did take him, but he passed away. So it's unsure if they'll face charges, which I do understand accidents happen. I guess my thing is, if you knew the child was learning,
mm-hmm.
why would you take her near the front of any store?
Right.
When you go to a parking lot, you're supposed to be out. That's the whole purpose, that open space where she can practice. That's what I didn't understand. So they're saying, oh, they're not sure if charges should be pressed. I understand it's a freak accident. However, I feel as if you're not going to charge her because these are homeless people.
Right.
If you don't charge her. I do feel as if these were people with family, you would charge her or give her something, whether it's extended probation or you would charge her with something.
Right.
So I don't agree with not, maybe not charging her, but charging the mother, because you assume responsibility. I don't know that this girl even had an actual permit. That's one thing I never saw. I don't know what the driving law is in PA. I just hope that she receives something.
Right.
I understand it's already traumatic, like I said, but I just think that's very poor, because if someone drove and hit me at Rite Aid, I'm pretty sure they're going to get charges. Because I have a family, but it's homeless, you kind of just dismiss their lives. I'm like, oh, okay, they were homeless.
Right.
We have really their names, don't have family, and we're going to sweep it under the rug. If I hit somebody and they didn't look like me, I'm sure I would get charges.
Right.
So that's more so my concern. Two lives are lost. Hey, whether it's an extended probation, I'm not saying necessarily she should go to jail. I don't think it was intentional. Mm-hmm. However, I think she should get something.
Something.
Yeah, I do. I do believe she should have, like, the max amount of points that she can get on her license and probation and whatever little fine, like some kind of fine, some kind of ramifications. I just don't think you can just say, oh, nothing.
No, nothing. They're just homeless.
Like I said, I don't think she should be thrown in no federal prison or anything like that, but I do think there should be some ramifications.
There should be some kind of punishment.
Other than emotional, someone, people might say, like, oh, I'm sure it was rough enough to go through that. Oh, yeah, that's true, but...
Two people to die still.
Yeah, two lives are gone. You know, I just don't know why you would even... I just can't fathom why you would take somebody to the front who's learning to drive and tell them to park at the front of the dollar store. You need to be out and stay out. Especially if you're mistaking the gas for the brake.
Right. We'll see what happens.
You got a lot to learn. You're mistaking the gas for the brake.
True.
and maybe that's another thing. She shouldn't be able to get her license until she's like 18. I feel like everybody should, like I said, nobody should do necessarily jail time, but I feel like there should be some ramifications. If you're having these kind of troubles, if this was an 86-year-old person and they did the same thing, people would say, take their license away. They don't need it. They're too old. So I feel like this is the same situation. If she is mistaking the brake for the gas, hey, maybe you should hold off a little bit.
Maybe you need a little more practice in a secluded area.
You need to be in a field with a seatbelt on and a pillow behind your head just in case. And an old, old car.
Oh, Chevy.
So.
That's
very unfortunate.
It is. And I do agree with you. Mariah's dark marriage and childhood led to bipolar disorder.
That is what Mariah says.
I did know.
I have opinions about that.
Okay.
Now, I for sure, by no means, am a bipolar expertise.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that that's what causes bipolar disorder. I mean, I need to research more because I haven't. I know of a couple of people who have it, but it's not something that's deeply discussed.
Right.
So, and that's not something that I've researched myself, but I don't know that that's something that triggers bipolar disorder. I thought it was a disorder. You have it. Or you don't. I don't know if it is a cause and effect reactive type of disorder. I don't know.
I don't know either, because I mean, it could. I mean, like, you know, I get what you're saying, but then, you know, if some kind of traumatic abuse,
yes, exactly,
triggered it. It's, you know,
so that could be true. I don't know what happened with Tommy Mottola and Mariah, but I feel like she need to put some respect on his name, because Tommy Mottola, whatever his name is, Tommy was around brown hair, bangs, Mariah time.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Super
brown hair, brunette, bangs, Mariah.
Mm-hmm.
Popping. That's ODB Mariah. Yes. Fantasy Remix. That's Oh Holy Night Mariah.
Exactly.
Always my baby Mariah. he was curly hair Mariah. I had a vision of love Mariah. That's the best Mariah I ever. I mean, you got the emotions, Mariah.
You got me feeling the emotions.
Yes. That was the best Mariah that there was to me.
That is true.
Mariah made a whole career off Tommy Mottola Mariah. Brown hair bangs Mariah. She's still singing All I Want for Christmas Is You every Christmas.
And that is my favorite Christmas song ever. I love it.
She's still singing Oh Holy Night. She sang Silent Night. She had the black choir for Jesus, Oh What a Wonderful Child. Like, Tommy is in the era of the best Mariah we ever
will have.
Hopefully had. That was in the era of, well, they had divorced by then. But Honey, with Diddy bopping in the video, Mariah. Underneath the Stars, Mariah.
Ooh, I love Underneath the Stars.
One Sweet Day with Boys to Men, Mariah.
Ooh, that song makes me cry.
I
mean,
yeah, I don't know. I'm not saying for sure if he did. But I just don't know. Because I'm like, that was some of the best years, Mariah, that we'll ever get.
See, now I got to go add that all to my list. I don't have enough Mariah.
Now we got post Nick Cannon Mariah.
Listen, that Mariah's still better than me. I can't knock it. You know I love me some Mariah. I thought Brandy was Brandy is coming to town. Oh, hey, sorry. I got derailed on that. Oh, I love me some Mariah. I know she over the top and she still can't hit them notes like she used to. I love that Mariah. That is my favorite. I love Mariah. Like, that is my...
y'all. I don't mind that she can't hit the notes like she used to. My thing is just quit going after them.
One day she might be able to grab it again.
But if she... The way she's missing them on stage means she was missing them worse than that in rehearsal. So if you knew, sis, that's okay. You gave us 20 years in... high octaves.
I blame Bruno Mars. I mean, not Bruno Mars, Nick Cannon. I blame Nick Cannon for this. That jerk.
I can't because she ought to have the say, hey, you know what? I either need to let it be and go out on top, or I need to really work at this.
Oh, she ain't going. No, there'll be no going out on top, ma'am. She thinks she's still on top.
That's why I said go out on top. She on top. Who else hitting high octaves like that? Nobody's even trying.
Nobody.
Literally, she's still on top. So I'm like, what? You don't have nothing to prove.
True. These are all true statements. But Mariah ain't going nowhere. I love Mariah. Is that show coming back? It probably won't.
It probably won't because too much going on. She done lost what's her name. Her assistant.
Oh, well, I forgot her. Stella.
Stella.
What's Stella Suna? Did you tell us that one episode? Oh, we belong together. Girl, I know no Mariah Carey. Let me just stop. Oh, Mariah, I love you so much. All I want for Christmas is you.
That's what she sounded like.
First off, you're welcome. Oh, this 1997 Mariah when you got Honey, My All. Yeah, that was a good Whenever You Call.
You break down with Bone Thugs and Harmony Mariah.
Yep, that's right.
That's not too long after Tommy Mottola era, like. I'm not saying he didn't do some stuff. I hope he didn't. But before I can just verify that, I feel like we're going to put a little respect on his name. Because even Joe was hard on Michael.
Oh, Lord. I love when Michael comes up. That's always my favorite. Ooh, I love Underneath the Stars. I love that song. I can't listen to One Sweet Day. It makes me cry. Ooh, Emotions. 1991, 1990. And that's how long I've been a fan. Lord. Oh, dream lover, come and rescue me.
Take me up, take me down.
I want you, baby, now. I need you so desperately.
Won't you please?
Please. I can't hit the notes. I'm trying, Mariah. I'm trying, girl. You my hero. I'm going to play that. That was right when I was like in, you know, you do all those testings for school and stuff. And they used to play that.
And I Melt Away, Mariah. I love Melt Away. And a hero. When I saw you, Mariah.
Got the strength to carry on. Sorry. Oh, Mariah. You're so beautiful. I had a vision of love.
That's exactly how she sounds.
Love takes
time. Jay-Z Heartbreaker Remix, Mariah.
Heartbreaker. Oh, Lord. Why do we do this every time? We start talking about a singer, and then we go through their whole catalog, and I try and sing their songs.
I'm just saying. I'm not saying he didn't do anything, but...
He did help create.
I don't know. Mariah has a way of being a little on the exaggerating side, so I don't know. I have to see what she's saying.
You would say she's doing the absolute most?
At all times. Even in her sleep.
I mean... I mean... Do you, boo. Do you, boo. This IHOP thing has irritated the holy crap out of me.
I feel as if we're going to hear that IHOP is about to file bankruptcy before the end of 2018. Like, I feel like this has got to be some kind of last-ditch effort to get them out of the media and to get draw people in to generate more revenue, because I just can't think of any other reason.
Right.
Why you would change IHOP to IHOB, and who is going to go to IHOP to get a burger?
No.
First of all, you need to sell burgers before you can become the International House of Burgers.
Like, you might have one on your menu. That does not make an International House of Burgers.
No. So now that you're offering more burgers, you can't just say that you're like the King. International home of burgers.
Right.
Who's gonna go to IHOP to get a burger?
Not I. I barely wanna go to get pancakes.
I don't
pancakes.
Want no red meat from IHOP.
I barely wanna get None. Pancakes.
None.
Ooh, I do.
The only thing IHOP can give me is mozzarella sticks and a 2x2x2 and a glass of orange juice with no ice. That's it. Two pancakes, two eggs, two pieces of bacon.
2x2x2. I like to get the waffles, and then they got the peaches. Get the peaches on the waffles and some bacon. Good to go. That's all I need in life. Sometimes they have those, what's that, what's those pancakes? The when I'm in the mood for pancakes. They're like cheesecake pancakes, and they're kind of not too sweet. Or I get the healthy nut and grain, which are still pretty tasty. I get those, but those are a lot of calories in that stuff. Sometimes I get a nice omelet. You know. Not a burger.
I'm not
even trying to be there.
I don't want no ribeye from IHOP. Mm-hmm. I don't want ground beef. Heck no.
Lord, that just gave me the hiccups. But I am enjoying the jokes.
Internet is going crazy. The comments are golden.
What was it that Wendy said? Because I think theirs was the best clapback out of everybody. I mean, everybody's had even Steak and Shake, Whataburger. Everybody, every sandwich place has had a clapback. And I'm just like, this is just gold. This is just gold. I'm like, is this what you wanted? Like, I don't understand. It's just what you wanted. I don't know. Hold on, let me see if I can.
But I mean, I guess in the realm of there's no bad press. Any press is good press. I guess maybe that's why I said I wonder, like, what's the... I feel like they may see a jump in revenue, a spike in revenue from people saying, oh, we're just going to go here to try it and put their reaction on social media or do whatever. So in the beginning, it could work out. I just don't think the burgers are going to be enough to sustain it.
Right.
Like, it could help spike you initially in the first 2 to 6 months, 3 to 6 months. But I don't know. Who knows?
Whataburger tweeted.
I'm curious to know whose idea this was and then who all voted for it. Because I would have been the one person that vehemently was like, no.
No.
All in favor, say aye. Nope.
Hell no.
Trash. Think it's a trash idea.
They about to roast us. What was it? Whataburger. As much as we love our pancakes, we never change our name to Whata Pancake. Burger King changed their name on Twitter to Pancake King. Netflix said, be right back, changing my name to Netflib. So Tony X said, so Wendy's, you just gonna let IHOB sell burgers on your block? We thought you were the OG. And Wendy said, not really afraid of the burgers from a place that decided pancakes were too hard.
Yes.
Drop the mic. You know what? I will go in and try the burgers once. I'll give it a chance.
I'm not.
I'll let you know how it is.
Bad.
Wait a minute. Somebody got Chick-fil-A and they got a burger. The steak filet sandwich. Let me send this to you because this is just hilarious. Oh my God. I was like, why is Willie Cuisine here? Oh my God. Oh, let me show you this because this was classic. Total. Oh my God. You're going to die. Because I think that's that motto about the chicken. We didn't create the chicken sandwich. We just perfected it. Oh.
If you steak filet.
Oh, Wendy's, you're so shady. I mean, Chick-fil-A, you're so shady. I can't even think. I am so tired. I'm, like, excited for Queen Sugar. And things like that tonight. So I'm about to get my energy up. So, have you heard about what Kat Von D has said lately?
Oh, no.
So, and there are people who are, like, up in an uproar, and I'm just like, I get it, but I still like her makeup. So, Kat Von D is pregnant. She just got married. And she decided to put her business all out on Twitter and then was like, oh, yeah, I knew I was going to get flack and all this stuff and we're not listening. But, like, whatever. You didn't have to tell us. We didn't have to know. So she said that she is raising her child to be a vegan and to not get vaccinated. And people are going, like, I can't support her anymore because she doesn't believe in vaccination.
Let that woman do whatever she want to do. It's people out here doing way worse stuff. Y'all worried about her not getting vaccinated and y'all sleeping around with men and don't get tested. Look, I'm not. I can't. Y'all just want something to be mad about. Whatever.
Oh, it is mostly Caucasian people who are just like, I gotta find dupes for all her stuff. I'm like, girl, go ahead.
Why? Because she won't get her child vaccinated? Like, she didn't say any homophobic, racist,
nope,
religiously oppressive comments. Like, nope. But she won't get her child vaccinated.
Yes, so y'all.
Y'all want something to be angry. Y'all ain't got nothing to be angry about if you're mad about this.
I mean, you got plenty to be angry.
Is people out here getting killed by the police? Is people out here experiencing injustice? Is people out here whose kids are being separated from them and never returning, and immigration, ICE is taking their children, and this is the only thing y'all got to be worked up over? Okay, I hope y'all use get orders of makeup, but it come from China, and it'd be yellow instead of ruby red.
Oh, first world problem.
I thought you were really about to tell me something.
No, I see. That's why.
I just put that. No, what did she say? I missed it.
That's why I just put that in the notes. Like, so I'm not going to do any preference. And then, so I was like, let me test out the water, see if she's heard it. So if she's heard it, then, you know, I'm not. I already knew the reaction I was going to get. But to experience it.
Y'all literally, okay.
Welcome to Caucasia. Hey, look, there's more product for me to buy then, because she has this, that lip stain, that lip lock. It don't go nowhere. Look, it'll be still there 2 days later. It don't go nowhere, so that means more colors for me.
Well, I hope Anastasia Beverly Hills say something crazy, too, because I can get some of that liquid lipstick I've been wanting, that one color that's been sold out for a lifetime. As a matter of fact, maybe I should tweet them and ask if they believe in vaccinated. They say no. And work this in my favor.
Oh my god, I need to see this color that you speak of.
I have to find it. I had it saved for forever. I went all over last year and nowhere had it. They didn't have it on their website. Mm-hmm. Macy's didn't have it. Mm-hmm. Because Macy's carries their liquid lip. Because some places carry the lipstick, but not the liquid lip.
Right.
So I was like all over, but I have to find it. Yeah. Okay.
Welcome to Caucasia. Caucasia.
If your best friend done bounced and popped off 2 to 3 laps, and she ain't been tested in a year since her last pep, that's what you should be worried about.
The end. Finny. We out. There you go. That's nothing like, but the truth. I'm
your,
like,
your best friend still with her man that's been cheating on her 3 times that she know about, and you ain't told her to get tested, but y'all worried about vaccination.
Correct. You are absolutely right. This is why I needed the reaction that you so gave. I was just like, is that it? And then followed by, child, that was everything. So thank you for that. I appreciate you. You are the best. That was great. Reality TV, we already talked about a show that I don't watch, but I'm about to start watching. But Basketball Wives did come on. I was going to say we could talk about, what's that, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, but all they do is fight. Somebody's got a problem. They nails too long. Cardi, what's it, Carly? Cardi? What's her name? Carly Red? Messy.
Carly Bad, because she'd have been under everybody's.
So, I think we just covered the whole episode right there. The end. Fendi. Basketball Wives, so I guess Malaysia's trying to get to know this girl named OG. And it was at the dinner, was with Evelyn, or they were having drinks with, was it Evelyn? It was Evelyn and Malaysia and OG. And I don't remember what exactly happened to where OG and Malaysia started going at each other. And OG commented on Malaysia's wig. And then Malaysia said, your wig is halfway. Well, she said, to the car?
She said what?
What was it she said about her wig?
I don't know. I missed it.
I can't remember if it was halfway to the car or halfway back on your head. All true. Because that wig do sit back kind of far, and then it be smooth. Like we used to do back in the day. In the early 2000s. But not in 2018. So Malaysia came up with the bright idea to have a wig party for her. And then Tammy was kind of like, Oh, no, it was, yeah, it was, or they were talking about, they were showing old clips when they used to talk about Tammy and what she used to wear and how she was. I mean, Tammy did used to be toe up from the flow up, so she got all the help she could. So you better embrace it too, OG. Why does she always wear that too light lipstick? Have we figured that out yet?
Well, I haven't figured that out, and I haven't figured why they keep calling her OG as an O. I thought her name was OG, and which was short for something else. And then they were calling her OG as in like original gangster, but I don't think that that's her name. But they keep putting that. But that lipstick is, that lipstick is terrible. It's not even terrible. It's terrible with a U because it's horrendous.
Horrible.
It's the worst of the worst. I don't know why nobody told her. It's like peachy, but not brown girl peachy.
It's white girl peachy.
It's skipper peachy.
And then we all got a visual. We're like, oh.
She's got deep brown, beautiful chocolate skin. That's not the right peach for her. But she's determined to wear it.
Right. It's too ashy for her. And she has, I think she has more like gold undertones. She needs something more along that, a warmer peach shade than a, cool, that's more of a cooler peach shade. It's like,
AKA is too light and it ain't right. We need her to change it. But hey, if she like it, whatever.
Her man like it, so.
She got a man.
I think, yeah, he was at that cookout.
Child.
I'm gonna go back one of these days and count how many times we say child in an episode. Child. Yes. Question of the day. You got a question of the day, boss?
Let me see what I got.
This is the song that doesn't end.
I ain't gonna be able to find one if you do that.
First off, you're welcome.
Hold on. First, before I pull up my list.
Because I think I have a really good one. I stole this from somebody else. You guys are welcome. You? Yes. So, it's all good. They'll never know. Un momento, por favor. Oh, Lord. I don't want this TED talk. I was trying to get this message from Ashley. This is the song that... Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. Oh, girl, all these fake booties. I don't know what to tell you. The last Frank sitting in the pot on the stove. Somebody said a microwave dinner. Somebody said she looked like she stink. Why? Hospital ice. Oh, how does somebody look like hospital ice? I have questions. How do you look like hospital ice? Genetically modified chicken. That old red Starburst you pull out of your pockets before taking your jeans to the cleaners. Damaged goods. You people have no chill whatsoever. What is going on here? What is... I'm lost. I'm going to have to come back to that. My question might need some thought.
Okay, 1 second.
Or not. So I don't know. You might actually already have the answer. In fact, I already have the answer as we've already discussed this. Or we happen to discuss this person. And it's also my answer. Is it about to rain? Like, it looks weird outside. I have questions. What is going on? Lord.
Okay.
Is that Kim Kimball, girl? Okay. I hope all that's great for Nicki Minaj. Shall I go first?
sure.
Name a popular song that you'll never get tired of. Oh, Lord.
A popular song that I will never get tired of. Look at a lot of those. I want to be like, it's so many. Like, I listen to so much stuff, I'm like, that's old, that I don't get tired of.
This is also true, but I know there's gotta be one.
A popular song that I will never get tired of. In the Kitchen with I don't know. Pretty much anything Migos, anything Michael Jackson, I don't know. Let me see. I gotta pick one song. Let's see, Lord. What is it gonna be?
Lord.
You know one song I'm not gonna ever get tired of, but I don't know if it would be considered popular, is Contact High by Alan Stone.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I hear that song, I will never get tired of it.
Oh, man. I forgot about Alan Stone. I was like,
Yeah, I'm like, I mean, that's, I don't know how some people might know, they might not, but
That's one. I'll allow it.
That's one.
Mostly because I love him so much. mine is We Have Talked About, is by the songstress Mariah Carey, featuring the late great Old Dirty Bastard.
Of course.
The Fantasy
New York in the house. Is Brooklyn in the house?
New York is Brooklyn's in the house. Yes, I can never get tired of it. Like, that gets me, like, crunk. Like, every time I hear it, and it's just like, oh. I love that song. That's my answer. I'm sticking to it. Although, now that you say Alan Stone, it would be followed by a close second of Celebrate Tonight. But the Mariah, hands down, is my favorite. That gets me crunk. It gets me happy. I'll listen to it to my dying days.
Okay. My question is, if you could shorten your life expectancy by 10 years to become more attractive, would you do it?
No, because I am popping as fat and ugly as I am. I am cute to somebody, so no, I'm good. I'm popping. Yeah. As it is.
There you go.
Boom shakalaka. What about you? I mean, you're already beautiful.
Hell
so,
no.
So you don't have to worry about that.
I need them 10 years. I need them 10 years. And I mean, what is more attractive? That's relative. Like,
there you go.
So, what's that gonna do for me? No, I'm good. I'm gonna keep these chipmunk cheeks and go on with my life. If I had a strong jaw, like, not a strong jaw, but defined jaw, like, I probably wouldn't be humble. The Lord was like, no, this one ain't gonna do great. So, he made me have chipmunk cheeks. So, it is what it is, you know? I'm coping with it.
Why are you this way?
That's why he ain't let me be tall either. He was like, if I get this one long legs, she ain't gonna do right. So he ain't let me have long legs.
Naomi Campbell Jr.
He ain't let me have too long of a torso either. He knew I wasn't gonna do right with that either. Trying to keep me real humble. I appreciate it.
Why are you this way? Why? All right, we got 3 minutes till our show starts, so we are going to, if you don't mind, we're going to end the podcast here. Next week, we will be back on schedule. Or maybe. Shit, I don't know. You're either going to get it on Tuesday or Wednesday. That's it. Or maybe you might get it on a Friday. I don't know. Life is what happens when you're busy making plans again. So, but you're going to get an episode. So, any final words, ma'am?
Keep it real and true.
There you go. I already know what's going to happen when I say this. Love one another.
This is the commandment that we love one another.
It's like a little kid.
It is Vacation Bible School season, and we're going to close out that song. I don't care.
It's like a little kid when I say it, and your eyes like light up. And it gets me excited too. I'm like, oh my God, here it comes. Again, be safe out there. Check on your loved ones. And not really, really check on them. Don't just put a hotline number out there. Check on your friends and your family. You never know what they're going through, and they might need somebody to talk to. So, y'all have a good night. We're about to go watch Queen Sugar. Bye!